Lisa Gray, Executive Director of the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. Yes, and I'll tell you something. She has really got something for us out there. And I don't know if you do like chili. Well, I'm going to have her do it. I'm going to have Lisa do it. Lisa, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
How are you?
We're doing great here. Thank you.
And again, I love the name that you have here, the 4th Annual Richmond Spooktacular Chili Challenge presented by the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. First of all, let me ask you, where did you get this name? It's the 4th annual. It's very popular.
Yes. Well, up until this year, it was known as the Simsbury Spooktacular Chili Challenge. Many people have visited us over the last 3 years and remember that name. But we were fortunate this year to have a local businessman by the name of David Richmond step up and be our naming sponsor. So the name was changed to the Richmond Spooktacular Chili Challenge. Everything else remains the same. So all the fun that people have had in the last 3 years, they're going to have just as much, if not more, this year. And, of course, the spooktacular comes from the fact that it's always held the weekend right before Halloween. So we do trick-or-treating for the kids, and we've got costume contests, and it's decorated with pumpkins and all the fun fall and Halloween decorations. So it's a great Halloween celebration as well as a wonderful food festival.
You know, Lisa, this one thing about Simsbury, and I don't know how you all do it out there, but you put this all together, and everybody, every walk of life, everybody has a good time.
Oh, you bet. Yes. Well, first of all, it starts with a tremendous group of volunteers that work for about 7 to 8 months in advance putting the event together. We have about 100 volunteers that all come together to do this.
100?
Everyone has a great time, like you said.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this about children. Now, what are some of the rules? How does all of this work? Can people still enter the chili cooking competition?
They can, yes. And I would say if anyone is interested, please give us a call today at the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce office, because time is getting really, really close. And they do have to receive a temporary food service permit from our local health department, which is just a matter of filling out a form. But it just does take a little bit of time. And then they can compete in either the ICS-sanctioned portion of the event, and the ICS is the International Chili Society, which sanctions our event every year. And those cooks will be competing in a red chili or a chili verde, which is a green chili competition that will be judged by a pre-selected panel of judges. Or they can compete in the People's Choice competition, which is the chili that everyone who comes to the event will be able to taste and judge.
Yeah, and I'm going to give this number here, 860-286-3082. Now, when can they call that number?
Well, actually, that is not the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce number. I will give you the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce number.
That's the one they gave me.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what number that is. But the Simsbury Chamber's number is 860-651-7386.
Wait a minute. 860. Don't go too fast. 651.
7307.
860-651-7307. And
that's it.
Now, again, the timing, when is the exact time when people can start? And this, by the way, is the 4th annual, Richmond Spooktacular Chili Challenge. Boy, that's a hard one, I want to tell you, but a good one.
Spooktacular, yes. It is this Saturday. The gates open at 12 noon and will be going till 5 p.m. And in addition to our amateur competition, we also have a restaurant and professional chef competition, which will open up at 2. So people can come and taste chili from, I think we have 13 of your favorite local restaurants competing this year.
Boy, this is tremendous. This is really, and they got a whole week now. It's coming up this weekend. And again, the The telephone number, 860-651-7307. That is the number you call. Now, is there any restriction on children or anything, pets or anything like that, Lisa?
Well, no restrictions on children. We love to see all the kids, especially coming dressed in costumes. We do not allow dogs, except for service dogs, because it is a food event. Sometimes it can be dangerous mixing dogs with food with children around. So, unfortunately, we can't have our four-legged friends there. But please do bring your kids. And if anyone would just like more information, we have a great website, SimsburyChili.com. It's very easy, SimsburyChili.com. They can go on there and get more information about the event and purchase tickets. It's just $10 for everyone 11 and up. Kids 10 and under are free. So it's a great way for the family to spend the day at a great value.
You mean to tell me, Lisa, for all of this that we're talking about and what I have seen, it's only
$10? Wow. $10. That's it. Can you believe that? Yeah.
No, I can't.
And in addition to the chili and all the things for the kids, we've got great live music from three fabulous bands. We've got beer and wine for the adults. There's a touch a truck event for the kids. It's just, we've got it going on.
Well, I think the reason is because of the way you started it, and you'd made it feel just like it's a one big family. You know, and there's something about Simsbury. I don't know how to explain it, Lisa, but there's something about Simsbury that all of the various activities they have there, it's a lot of families, people have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, yes. We're very community-oriented, and of course we are blessed to have the wonderful Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center right in our town, and that's where our event will be held.
That's where it's going to be held?
Yes.
And I think everybody knows that already. And what time would you say is a good time to get to a function like this? What would your advice be?
I would say get there as close to noon as possible so you can get in the gates quickly and head right to your favorite chili cooks.
Okay.
But anytime. People can come anytime up till 3 or 4 o'clock to really get full enjoyment of the entire event.
Well, that's tremendous. Your chili fill.
Yes, that's right.
I'm just getting a little nosy. Where do you have these cooks from?
Actually, because it is an internationally sanctioned event, we have cooks that come from all over the country often. We've even had them come from as far away as Washington State.
Really?
This year, they're pretty much confined to the New England states. We've got some from, of course, Massachusetts, Connecticut. We've got all the way up in Vermont and New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, so all over the Northeast this year.
Boy, that's terrific. Well, again, yeah. Simsbury will be shining. You guys really come up with some tremendous get-togethers. What do you average? Have you ever figured out an average of the four that you've done thus far?
The average attendance?
Yeah.
Well, I know last year we had close to 3,000 people, so we're expecting over 3,000 this year because it's been growing every year. Our first event, we had about 1,800, and the second event was around 2,500. Last year was close to 3,000, so we should get over 3,000 this year. We've been blessed with good weather every year so far, knock on wood, so we're hoping that we'll have nice weather again this year.
But you know, Lisa, when you stop to think about it, in a town in Connecticut, And you've done this before with other venues. You just get people. You really, truly do. But 3,000 people, I mean, that's fabulous. Fabulous.
Not bad. Yes, it is.
Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. And I know that you're going to have a great success and continued success. And if you need any help along the way, just give us a call.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. Appreciate it.